When the first European settlers came to this area, they may not have given much thought to the natural landmark that brings people here today. I'll take you to a place that beckons people all seasons of the year, next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
While the area around Empire, Michigan was initially known for its hardwoods and its orchards, there was something else present that is a big draw today.
Early recordings tell about passing here on ships. One was a French recording that told about these massive dunes.
Those dunes are today Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, established in 1970. People came here to explore them and ride horses in the sand, and soon another mode of visiting the towering dunes was available.
In 1935, they started driving balloon-tired cars over the dunes, and they had four different fleets from 1935 to 1978, taking millions of people for rides over the dunes.
Dave Tahone says, while the dune cars are gone, a paved road on top of the dunes allows people to explore them today. Of course, many people get out of their cars to climb, run, and play in the sand.
In the wintertime, it's getting quite popular for sledding. I tried it once and about killed myself with one of my granddaughters, and I'll never do it again.
Dave helps oversee the museum here in Empire. They've preserved several of the old buildings from the early days of the settlement, including a large, beautiful hardwood bar, and have many pictures and artifacts from the adjacent sand dunes. Dave traces his lineage to those who came here for the lumber industry.
I always wonder what my grandfather thought when he worked piling lumber down at the beach. If he ever stood back and looked out at Lake Michigan and thought, what a beautiful spot. You know, it just makes you wonder, did they appreciate Lake Michigan other than a thoroughfare for getting lumber from here to Chicago? I hope they did. I hope they were able to enjoy it.
This is a beautiful place that people enjoy through all seasons. Hardwood timber, orchards, and towering sand dunes here along Lake Michigan. Traveling the countryside in Empire, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.